Okay, good evening. We are on Daf Chaf Zayin in Meseches Brachos. We are on Chaf Zayin, Amud Aleph. We are halfway down the Amud at the words Val Tomet Shal Shachar Shekarov Ba'arba Shos. If you remember, this was discussing the statements that were made in Meseches Idyos by Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. And he made five statements. The statement that was relevant to us was the statement that said that the Tamid Shal Shachar can be brought in the fourth hour, and that helped us understand that according to Rabbi Yehuda, when he said the fourth hour, it was Ad Ve'ad Bechlal. It included the fourth hour, not just up until the fourth hour, which would really be through the third hour up until the start of the fourth hour, but actually including the fourth hour. So now that we've established that to be the case, the Gemara asks the following question. This is the first wide line. Man Tana Lahad the Tanan. Who is the Tana for this Mishnah, which states V'cham Hashemesh V'namas Ba'arba Shos At Omer Ba'arba Shos So Enu Ela B'Shei Shos. So this is discussing. These are the psukim in Parshas Beshalach, which are describing the Mun, and what it told us is that it would come to a certain point in the day. V'cham Hashemesh, the sun would be very hot. V'namas, and the Mun would start to melt. Now the Gemara is trying to figure out, when did that happen? When was there a Cham HaShemesh? So the Gemara says that was in the fourth hour. And the Gemara says, Ata Omer Barba Shos, O Eino Ela Shei Shos. Maybe that's at midday. So is it the fourth hour of the day, or the sixth hour of the day? The Gemara says, or I should say that Mishnah says, Kishehu Omer, when it says, Kechom Hayom, that Avram Avinu was sitting outside, Kechom Hayom, at the heat of the day, that is Hareshosh Sheshos. Kechom Hayom, the heat of the day, is going to be perfectly at midday, which is 6 hours into the day. So Hareshosh Sheshos Amor. In other words, the Cham HaShemesh is describing when the sun is warming up. Or I should say the sun is warming up, but we start to feel the heat of the sun. However, Kechom Hayom, when you're at the epitome of the heat of the day, that's going to be 6 days, 6 hours into the day. So therefore, it can't be that V'cham HaShemesh is describing the sixth hour of the day, because that would be described as Kechom Hayom. So Hamani Mekayim V'cham HaShemesh V'namas. What am I going to understand the pasuk of V'cham HaShemesh V'namas be referring to? That is Ba'arba Shos, that's going to be in the fourth hour of the day. So now hold on a second. Mani Lo Rabbi Yehuda V'lo Rabbanan. This does not work according to Rabbi Yehuda or according to the Rabbanan. The Gemara is going to explain. E Rabbi Yehuda, if you're going according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ad Arba Shos Nami Tzafra. It's still considered morning. In other words, the Mon was okay still. It was okay through the morning. Only afternoon, that's when it started to get too hot and melt. So now, Rabbi Yehuda told us that up to and including the fourth hour is still considered morning. That's why you're allowed to daven shachar then. That's why you could still bring the tamid shal shachar. So it can't be that when it says the sun was so warm that it melted the man, that it was referring to the fourth hour. That can't follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, that would still be the morning. Irabanan, if you're going to say that this is Rabbanan, al chatzayom nami tzafrahu, chachamim, pull the morning all the way till midday, till afternoon. So where is this opinion that tells me that the fourth hour already is considered to be post-morning and already going to be the category of V'cham HaShemesh V'namas? Gemara says, Ibai Yisem Rabbi Yehuda, Ibai Yisem Rabbanan. We can make this fit according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to the Rabbanan. How will that work? Ibai Yisem Rabbanan. We'll start with the Rabbanan and say, Amar Kra Ba'boker Ba'boker. The Pasuk divides the Boker into two parts. Therefore, Chalkeo, it says Baboker twice, Chalkeo L'shnei Bekarim. There are two different parts of the morning. In other words, it's not such a big deal that Chachamim could have a part of the morning that's relevant for Shachris and a part of the morning that's relevant specifically for the Mud. Now the Gemara says, Rashi writes, L'shnei Bekarim, it's four lines from the bottom. Shalohayu loktim ela b'shalosh shos rishonos shehu boker rishon. In other words, the time to gather the man was in the first 3 hours, in other words, the first 3 hours of the morning. In other words, just because you find a reference to morning somewhere, and in that particular case, it goes till midday, it doesn't mean that every reference to morning is going to be the same thing. So it could be that when it came to the Mun, there are two different times of morning. You'll have morning, which is the first half of the morning, and the second half of the morning. Now, same Rabbi Yehuda. If you want, you can make this work like Rabbi Yehuda as well. Hai boker yisera lahakdim lo sha'achas. Even though when it comes to Shacharis, you have through the fourth hour, when it came to the Mun, the additional word of boker told you that the Mun expired 1 hour earlier. The kuli alma mia, however, everybody agrees that v'chama shemesh v'namos barba shos. Everyone agrees that it started to melt in the fourth hour. So my mashma, where do we know that from? Amar Rabacha bar Yaakov amakra v'chama shemesh v'namos. The sun would come out and would melt. Eizu husha shashemesh cham. What is the time when if you're going to be in the sun, it's going to be very hot, but if you're in the shade, you'll still be cool? This is just a practical observation. That's in the fourth hour of the day. In the morning, when you wake up, for the first couple hours, it'll be cool wherever you stand. Once the sun starts to come out and the rays of the sun start to beat down, that's when it gets pretty hot. When does that happen? When you have like this quasi-heat. That's going to be in the fourth hour. Depends if you're in the sun, it's going to be very hot. If you're in the shade, you're going to be cool. That's the fourth hour. The Gemara goes on to another topic. Tefillas HaMincha. The Mishnah told us that Tefillas HaMincha, Ada Erev, goes until Erev. And we described this in the Mishnah, that it goes up until Rashi says it's Erev, which seems like it would be until Teis HaKochavim. We explained according to other Rishonim, it's going to be up till Shkia. Till sunset, and then Yehuda disagreed, and he said you only have until Plaga Mincha, which is 1.25 hours. Yeah, 1.25 hours, 1.75 hours, between Shkia and Tzeis. Now, Amar Leir of Chista, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak, etc. of Chista. Hasam Amar of Kahana, Halacha Krab Yehuda. Rav Kahana told us that when it comes to Shacharis, you're supposed to daven Shacharis according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which is up until 4 hours of the day, not like the Chachamim who tell us that you have up until midday. Why? Because Hayol v'tnan b'bichirasa kavasei. Because in the Mishnah in Idyas, it taught us like Rabbi Yehuda, like we mentioned in the previous share last week, whenever you have something which is explicitly learned in Meseches Idyos, that's considered to be something which is more choicey, it's more favorable to us, we like Meseches Idyos, therefore we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, the Shacharis goes only until 4 hours of the day. Now the question becomes, we have that statement of Rabbi Yehuda only with regard to Shacharis. Hacha, when we're talking about Mincha, Mai. What's the halacha about davening Mincha? Does Mincha only extend until Plaga Mincha, or does it extend all the way up until the evening? Ishtik velo amar lei velo midi. He didn't respond. Amar of Chista. Rav Chista said, okay, so we don't have a psak. Therefore, nech ziyanan. Let's try to observe what happens. And they went ahead and they looked at what the Chachamim were doing. Midarav tzali shal Shabbos. The Erev Shabbos. Mi ba'od yom. We found Rav was davening Myriv on Friday afternoon while the sun was still out. Shma mina halacha krab Yehuda. We find that the halacha must be like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you daven mincha up until plaga mincha, which is going to be plenty of time before sunset. And then after plaga mincha, you could daven ma'ariv. So it's very possible you daven ma'ariv when the sun is still shining. So if Rav did that, it must be that he passed in like Rabbi Yehuda, that mincha goes until plag, ma'ariv then kicks in after plag, and you could daven then. The Gemara says, Adarabah, just the opposite. Midrav hunov rabbanon, Lo havi matzli ada orta. Rav Huna and the Rabbanon did not daven Ma'ariv on Shabbos until it was evening. Shma mina ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. It must mean that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda because they clearly were waiting until nightfall. Now, the Gemara itself is not 100% clear, but I think the lashon of the Gemara seems to be mashmat. Seems to indicate that it's not just that he observed that they were davening later. It was lo havi matzlu ada orta. They would wait. In other words, ever go to that shul where they wait? You daven mincha, you daven Kabbalah Shabbos, and then they say, we're going to wait because we don't want to daven ma'ariv yet. That's what must have happened in the shul of Rav Huna and the Rabbanan. So it's not just like we observe them daven later, because that wouldn't be a chiddush. Even Rabbi Yehuda would daven later. Yehuda doesn't say you have to daven Ma'ariv immediately after Plag. Yehuda sometimes went to the 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock Ma'ariv. He has no problem with davening Ma'ariv later. His point is that you can even daven earlier. So you don't have any proof from the fact that we find the Zamei Rayim who would daven later. The proof is that lo havi matzlu ada orta. They never would daven Ma'ariv until it was evening. So we see, again, we have an observation that the halacha must be like the chachamim, that mincha goes all the way up until evening, and then Ma'ariv only starts afterwards. Shma mina ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, hashta delo itmar hilchasa. Now that we don't have a very clear psak halacha, lo kemar, v'lo kemar, not like the chachamim, not like Rabbi Yehuda, da'ovid kemar, ovid, da'ovid kemar, ovid. Basically, you can do whatever you want, which is very interesting. The Gemara doesn't usually say this. The Gemara usually has some kind of psak. You'll have some kind of halacha. In this case, we don't have a misara what the halacha is. Therefore, you can follow any opinion that you want. I just want to take a little bit of a time out on this to explain what this means. Doing whatever you want doesn't mean you get the license to do whatever you want. As a matter of fact, when you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, this Gemara is quoted, and it says very clearly, Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Aleph, Vasikna, we ultimately concluded, Da'ovid Kemar Ovid, Da'ovid Kemar Ovid. And you can paskin like whoever you want. You can paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, or you can paskin like the Chachamim. However, says the Mechaber, V'hu she'yasa la'olam k'chad minayu. You have to choose one. You can't be a Rabbi Yehuda guy on Sunday, and a Rabbanan guy on Monday, and then go back to Yehuda on Tuesday, and back to the Chachamim on Wednesday. That's the psak according to the Mechaber. Now it happens to be the Mishnah Berurah does give some more leeway with a person changing from day to day, although it's not really very much recommended. He says very clearly, Lo'olam kichad pirish shlo yinog pam kach upam kach. Mishum tehavi tarti desasri. It's not consistent. Therefore, you can't do one day like one opinion, another day like another opinion. He says, "Afilu l'machar." In Mikol Shekain, certainly, shlo yispal biyomechad mincha achar plag. You shouldn't dive in one day mincha after plag hamincha kirabanon the arvis kodem tzeis hakochavim. We don't want to have a situation where a person shows up into shul and he's late to the plag minyan. So what does he do? He runs in. He notices they're up to chazaras hashatz. Now it happens to be it's after Plag HaMincha already. So he starts davening Shmon Esrei, and he's like, you know what, I'll daven Ma'ariv with them. I may as well. That's a problem according to everybody. You can't daven Mincha after Plag and Ma'ariv before Shkia, because then you're not following the opinion of anybody. You're taking the opinion of the Chachamim for Mincha and the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda for Ma'ariv. So you can't be like that. You got to choose one opinion and be consistent. What do you say? No mixing and matching. Now, the question would be, how about Monday and Tuesday? On Monday, I pass like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore I'll daven mincha before plag, and ma'ariv after plag before shkia. And on Tuesday, I'll daven mincha after plag, but before shkia. And I'll daven ma'ariv after shkia. It seems like the Mishnah Berurah is not so happy with that. And nevertheless, it seems like B'shas HaTchak, you would say it's okay. Now, interestingly, this is a problem that comes up in many shuls during the summer. Many shuls during the summer make a consistent time for Kabbalah Shabbos, or for Mincha, I should say. One set time. Now, the issue with that is that if you have one set time, it's going to be very difficult to make sure your Mincha is always before Plag and Ma'ariv always after Plag. Now, what's the hatchet to do that? So the truth is, most shuls try to avoid it, but for many, many years, this is what has been going on in many, many shuls, including this shul over here. That's what we do. Now, it happens to be that the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Samach Zayin, in Hilchos Shabbos, he writes as follows. The Mechaber writes, Siman Reish Samach Zayin, Sif Beis, Makdimin L'Spalal Arvis Yoser Mibimos HaChol. On Friday, you could have a Ma'ariv earlier than during the week. U'Beplag HaMincha Yochol LaHadlik U'Lekavol Shabbos B'Tfilas Arvis. You could have a Ma'ariv from Plag HaMincha and on Friday. Is that a major chiddush? No. What would be the chiddush? It seems like the chiddush of this mechaber is that even if during the week you don't daven mincha, I shouldn't say this. Sure, even during the week, you won't daven Maariv after Plag, but before Shkia. On Friday, you can. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah says it. He writes in Sifkat and Beis, Dafilu hanoagin lispael Maariv bismana, mutarin lispael b'lel Shabbos b'bod yo. Even those who normally are makpit to daven Maariv in the normal time, either after Shkia or after Tzeis, nevertheless, on Erev Shabbos, you could go like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and daven Maariv after Plag. Ubulvad, shihemi Plagim in Chveilech. It's got to be after Plagim. In other words, you can't daven Maariv at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday. That's not going to work. It's got to be from Plagim Mincha. Once you hit the cutoff of Plagim Mincha, you could daven Maariv. Now, he actually writes here, later on in the same Sifkat, in V'yesh Omrim, there is an opinion that says, Dibit Sibor, Yesh Lahakel, Lispalal Maariv Mibod Yom. You could daven Maariv, Bit Sibor, while it's still day, which means after Plag, af im hispalo mincha achar plaga mincha. Even if you daven mincha after plaga mincha. And if you look in the Bir Alachi, he says it's the opinion of the Derech HaChaim. The problem just is, nobody really knows where this comes from. Where did you get this idea from, that if you daven mincha on Erev Shabbos after Plag, you could still daven Maariv before Shkia? Now the Derech HaChaim says it, but the Mishnah Berurah says, venerally, says the Chafetz Chaim, Shein lismoch al zeh, rak kishu mispalel Maariv, al kolpanim bebein hashmashos. So he really doesn't allow you to rely on it. He says, you could rely on it, but only if you daven Maariv bein hashmashos. In other words, really you're supposed to daven Maariv after Tzeis HaKochavim. Like this, you get Rashi in there, you get everybody in there, and therefore, Mincha is before Shkia, it accomplishes all the opinions. Maariv is after Tzeis HaKochavim, it accomplishes all the opinions. Again, many, many shuls will daven with the Shkia cut off, because it's very hard to get people to come out twice, which makes sense. But on Erev Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you daven Mincha before Plag, then you could daven Maariv after Shkia. Doesn't seem to be very, not very, doesn't seem. He's very clear. You should not be able to daven Maariv after Plag if Mincha was daven after Plag. Now, again, many, many shuls around the world do this. This is not a new topic that we just came up with today. Like, we just figured this one out right here in the Amud Yomi Shir this evening, that there's a problem with davening Mincha after Plag and Maariv before Shkia. It's been going on, I would bet, probably for about 1,000 years already. I mean, the Derech HaChaim quotes this. It's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. Many people do it. Why people do it is a good question, but there is a prevalent custom of people doing it. And again, we know that there is an opinion that allows it. However, if it's possible, then it should be avoided. We'll have to stop here for tonight. Have a wonderful evening.